This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. State Representative David Brock Smith joining us. Good morning. And I believe we still
have...
There we go.
Good morning, Kyle. I'm sorry.
So let's talk about the recent legislative session in terms of the redistricting. And following all of that, there was a lawsuit filed recently by former Secretary of State Bev Clarno and others challenging the redistricting plans. What can you tell us about that?
So they filed the lawsuit, which is against the congressional maps. Oregon gained a 6th congressional district. And, of course, we've been pounding away at the fact that the supermajority Democrats gerrymandered that process and those districts. And so former Secretary of State Republican Bev Clarno and some colleagues have filed that lawsuit. That lawsuit will go to a panel of 5 judges, 1 from each of the congressional districts. We have actually Judge Barron was appointed to that panel. He former judge out of Coos County for CD4, and I'm hopeful that that they will move forward with a fair map that represents the voting population of Oregonians, as 56% voted for Biden in the last election. That means that we should have maps that have a stronger fighting chance for Republicans to be elected to Congress.
So just to be clear for folks, because, of course, there was redistricting of the congressional districts, but there was also the state representative, state Senate districts that were redone as well. So this lawsuit is just limited to the congressional side. Is that right?
That is correct. There are two separate roads here. There's still a short amount of time to file a challenge and a lawsuit against the legislative district lines. There's need to be folks that are impacted by that, and there's still a conversation about that happening. But this is the congressional lines, and more importantly with Roseburg, those new congressional lines pretty much carve right south of Roseburg. And so they've increased Peter DeFazio, current congressman in that CD4, and upwards to a 10-point D favored district, which was getting more competitive. Go ahead.
Well, I'm curious about the time frame here, because here we are, the redistricting, all of that was later because the census data was later. We're already, you know, having folks announce for 2022 races. What kind of timeline are these judges under in making a response?
I believe they have to have their response back by the beginning of November, middle of November.
And so there, depending on what that response would be, might end the process there, or it might move it up to the next level of judicial response.
Correct.
So if it's...
Actually, Kyle, if memory serves me right, this 5-judge panel is the end-all and be-all of the appeal process.
So how likely is this lawsuit to gain traction? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think it's already gained traction. I think that the Martha Walters, the Oregon Supreme Court Chief Justice, has appointed the 5-judge panel, again, 1 from every current congressional district, to look at the maps. You have 4 maps. 4 of the 6 congressional districts carved themselves into Portland in one way or another. We call the gerrymander pizza, and it doesn't represent Oregonians. I mean, you have a bootleg that comes out of Portland that wraps into Bend and everywhere in between. So it's just not something that will pass muster. And I have faith in the retired judges that they will move forward in a judicious manner.
So if the judges agree to the with the lawsuit's conclusions, what happens next?
Then they redraw the maps, and that will be done if there is any changes, which I expect there to be. The five panel judges will draw those congressional maps.
And be interesting to see exactly how this shakes out. A lot of impact, of course, looking ahead to 2022. Now, in the midst of all of that going on, following the special session for the redistricting process, what kind of other things do you have that you're working on right now?
Well, we're getting ready for the short session next year in February. But more importantly, today is D-Day when it comes to the governor's vaccine mandates. And as you know, I've been a vocal opponent of those of the governor's vaccine mandates and the fact that she isn't taking account acquired immunity, which emerging data shows that the memory B cells associated with that acquired immunity are greater than and more powerful than that of the vaccinated immunity. And so I'm very concerned that we have hundreds of thousands of Oregonians. The OPB did a story this morning that 1.1 million Oregonians, or more than three-fifths of the workforce in the state, is going to be impacted by not only the governor's mandates, but President Biden's mandates. And they aren't taking into account the acquired antibodies from those that have been sick that have not gone through the system.
And what are your thoughts about where this is going to go and just how quickly the landscape might change because of this?
I'm very concerned. I mean, this goes down to our bus drivers. It goes down to our teachers' aides, our janitors. It goes into our state corrections folks. It has broad sweeping impacts for everyone. And the exemption process is such that is quite cumbersome and has folks saying that they might have a religious exemption. And the process of being approved by that has some serious concerns because I've talked to many constituents and others that have filed their exemptions and as of last night did not have an approval from their authority.
So do you foresee any kind of extension here coming from the governor's office, or what do you think's next?
No, and that's what's upsetting. The only extension that the governor that was granted was an extension to the unions. And so if you're in a union, you get the extension, which is just very upsetting to me and other Oregonians because we all know that the unions – contribute to or support the Democrat campaigns in this state, and it's rather sad that those individuals are getting a reprieve until November 30th, and others that are just hardworking Oregonians that aren't a part of that union have their day today.
Any other final thoughts before we go?
I just appreciate the opportunity to talk to everyone and appreciate what you do, Kyle, and getting the information out there. I know it's difficult in some of these times, and I thank everyone that's listening for the opportunity to represent them in House District 1.
All right, State Representative David Brock Smith on the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.